Day 10.
校园生活。一，听下面五个句子，请你根据所听到的内容，填写出下面句子所缺的信息，读两遍。
Number 1. We play soccer at school and we love soccer.
We play soccer at school and we love soccer.
Number 2. We have a book sale in the school library on December 3rd.
We have a book sale in the school library on December 3rd.
Number 3. Lisa wants to join the chess club, but she can't play chess.
Lisa wants to join the chess club, but she can't play chess.
Number 4. What about reading aloud to practice pronunciation?
What about reading aloud to practice pronunciation?
Number 5. I can find the meaning of new words by looking them up in a dictionary.
I can find the meaning of new words by looking them up in a dictionary.
Number 2. 听下面六段短对话，请你根据所听到的内容，填写出下面短对话所缺的信息，读两遍。
Number 1. What are the rules in your class, Mike?
Well, we can't arrive late for class. We must be on time.
What are the rules in your class, Mike?
Well, we can't arrive late for class. We must be on time. Number 2. Can we listen to music, Cindy?
We can't listen to music in the hallways, but we can listen to it outside.
Can we listen to music, Cindy?
We can't listen to music in the hallways, but we can listen to it outside. Number 3. You did really well on the last English test. How did you study for it?
By making word cards.
You did really well on the last English test. How did you study for it?
By making word cards.
Number 4. Have you ever studied with a group?
Yes, I have. I've learned a lot that way.
Have you ever studied with a group?
Yes, I have. I've learned a lot that way.
Number 5. How can I improve my pronunciation, Mr. Smith?
One way is by listening to tapes.
How can I improve my pronunciation, Mr. Smith?
One way is by listening to tapes.
Number 6. Mike, what happened in grade 7 that was special to you?
Our team won the school basketball competition.
Mike, what happened in grade 7 that was special to you?
Our team won the school basketball competition.
三，听下面五段长对话，请你根据所听到的内容，填写出下面长对话所缺的信息。读两遍。
Number one, what's your favorite subject, David?
My favorite subject is math.
Why do you like it?
Because it's interesting.
When is the class?
It's on Tuesday morning.
What's your favorite subject, David?
My favorite subject is math.
Why do you like it?
Because it's interesting.
When is the class?
It's on Tuesday morning. Number two. Hi, my name's John. It's my first day at school.
Hi, John. I'm Alice. This is a great school, but there are a lot of rules.
Really? What are some of the rules?
Well, don't be late for class. This is very important.
Okay, so we must be on time. Can we bring music players to school?
No, we can't. And we always have to wear the school uniform.
I see. Hi, my name's John. It's my first day at school.
Hi, John. I'm Alice. This is a great school, but there are a lot of rules.
Really? What are some of the rules?
Well, don't be late for class. This is very important.
Okay, so we must be on time. Can we bring music players to school?
No, we can't. And we always have to wear the school uniform.
I see. Number three. Hi, Carol. How was your school trip yesterday?
It was great. I went to a farm. Look, here are my photos.
Oh, they look great. Did you ride a horse?
No, I didn't, but I milked a cow.
What else did you do?
My friends and I went for a walk around the farm and talked with a farmer.
Hi, Carol. How was your school trip yesterday?
It was great. I went to a farm. Look, here are my photos.
Oh, they look great. Did you ride a horse?
No, I didn't, but I milked a cow.
What else did you do?
My friends and I went for a walk around the farm and talked with a farmer.
Number four. Annie, I'm a little nervous. I have to finish reading a book and give a report next Monday.
That doesn't sound too bad.
But I'm a very slow reader.
Just read quickly to get the main ideas at first. Don't read word by word. Read word groups.
But I don't understand many of the words. I have to use a dictionary.
Try to guess the meaning of a word by reading the sentences before and after it. You probably understand more than you think.
Okay, thanks for your advice. I'll do my best. Annie, I'm a little nervous. I have to finish reading a book and give a report next Monday.
That doesn't sound too bad.
But I'm a very slow reader.
Just read quickly to get the main ideas at first. Don't read word by word. Read word groups.
But I don't understand many of the words. I have to use a dictionary.
Try to guess the meaning of a word by reading the sentences before and after it. You probably understand more than you think.
Okay, thanks for your advice. I'll do my best.
Number 5. Hey, Frank, I want to share memories of junior high school with you.
Great. Do you have any special memories, Mary?
Oh, yeah, lots. I remember losing my school bag in grade 7.
I remember that. We all helped you to look for it, remember?
Yes, and Peter found it. Thanks for saving my life that day.
No problem.
Hey, Frank, I want to share memories of junior high school with you.
Great. Do you have any special memories, Mary?
Oh, yeah, lots. I remember losing my school bag in grade 7.
I remember that. We all helped you to look for it, remember?
Yes, and Peter found it. Thanks for saving my life that day.
No problem.
Number 1.
One day I watched an English movie called Toy Story. I fell in love with this exciting and funny movie, so I began to watch other English movies too. Although I could not understand everything the characters said, their body language and the expression on their faces helped me to get the meaning. I also realized I could get the meaning by listening for just the key words. My pronunciation improved as well by listening to conversations in English movies. I discovered that listening to something interesting is the secret to language learning.
One day, I watched an English movie called Toy Story. I fell in love with this exciting and funny movie, so I began to watch other English movies too. Although I could not understand everything the characters said, their body language and the expressions on their faces helped me to get the meaning. I also realized I could get the meaning by listening for just the key words. My pronunciation improved as well by listening to conversations in English movies. I discovered that listening to something interesting is the secret to language learning.
Number 2. Everyone is born with the ability to learn. But whether or not you can do this well depends on your learning habits. Research shows that successful learners have some good habits in common. Studies show that if you are interested in something, your brain is more active and it is also easier for you to pay attention to it for a long time. Good learners often connect what they need to learn with something interesting. For example, if they need to learn English and they like music or sports, they can listen to English songs or watch sports programs in English. This way, they will not get bored.
Everyone is born with the ability to learn, but whether or not you can do this well depends on your learning habits. Research shows that successful learners have some good habits in common. Studies show that if you are interested in something, your brain is more active, and it is also easier for you to pay attention to it for a long time. Good learners often connect what they need to learn with something interesting. For example, if they need to learn English and they like music or sports, they can listen to English songs or watch sports programs in English. This way, they will not get bored.
Number 3. Today is the student's last class. Bob feels sad about it and thinks Mrs. Chen's classes have been great. The students talk about what they want to do in the future. Bob hopes to pass the exam to get into senior high school. Shirley wants to get into a music school. Ken is good at science, and he won a prize for it, so he wants to be an astronaut. Mrs. Chen believes in all of them and tells them to go for it. To celebrate the end of junior high, they are having a party. They ask Mrs. Chen to come, and she is happy to accept the invitation.
Today is the student's last class. Bob feels sad about it and thinks Mrs. Chen's classes have been great. The students talk about what they want to do in the future. Bob hopes to pass the exam to get into senior high school. Shirley wants to get into a music school. Ken is good at science, and he won a prize for it, so he wants to be an astronaut. Mrs. Chen believes in all of them and tells them to go for it. To celebrate the end of junior high, they are having a party. They ask Mrs. Chen to come, and she is happy to accept the invitation.
Number 4. Today, I went on a school trip. We visited the Science Museum, and it was really interesting. We got there so fast by train. We saw some farms and villages along the way. At the museum, I learned a lot about robots. I didn't know they could play chess with us. It was so cool. Then the guide taught us how to make a model robot. I took a lot of great photos, too. After that, I went to the gift shop and bought some lovely gifts for my parents. They weren't expensive. All in all, it was an exciting day.
Today, I went on a school trip. We visited the Science Museum, and it was really interesting. We got there so fast by train. We saw some farms and villages along the way. At the museum, I learned a lot about robots. I didn't know they could play chess with us. It was so cool. Then the guide taught us how to make a model robot. I took a lot of great photos, too. After that, I went to the gift shop and bought some lovely gifts for my parents. They weren't expensive. All in all, it was an exciting day.